When it comes to the important mitzvah of tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch gives us priorities. Who would take precedence in terms of first priorities in tzedakah? So it's based on a Sifri, working on a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, which says that when you have a poor person, me'achad achecha, from among your brethren, be'achad sharecha, in one of your gates in your cities, be'artzecha, in your land, so the Sifri identifies four levels. One is Be'achad Achecha, someone who is a relative. That would come first. Be'achad Sharecha, Aniya Ircha Kodmin, that's someone from your city, from your town, from your neighborhood, would take precedence. Be'artzecha, that Aniya Eretz Yisrael, take precedence over Aniya Chutz La'aretz. Anywhere people live, there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, even to someone who is not connected to you in terms of family or geographically. What happens when some of these priorities come into conflict? Let's say, for example, a person has a choice, Aniya Ircha versus Aniya Eretz Yisrael. Which would come first? Would you donate to the poor in the town where you live, if you live in Chutz La'aretz, or would you donate to Aniya Eretz Yisrael? So the Bach writes that Pshita, that Aniya Ircha, comes first. And he says, look at the order of the drushes. It's going in order of significance, in order of priority. Your relative, then Aniya Ircha, then Aniya Eretz Yisrael. It's very clear from the drush of the Sifri. Not only that, but there's a Gemara which says Aniya Ircha Kodmin to Aniya anywhere else. But it doesn't even mention the idea of Aniya Eretz Yisrael as a priority. So therefore, clearly, Aniya Ircha would come first over Aniya Eretz Yisrael. And when the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Reish Nun Aleph quotes this halacha of all the list of priorities, so the Shach quotes the Bach as well, and the Shach says Aniya Ircha would take precedence over Aniya Eretz Yisrael. However, this was not a unanimous opinion, and there's the following interesting discussion. The Chida personally traveled the world as a person who was collecting tzedakah for the community in Eretz Yisrael. So at some point, a person sent him a question, how are you doing this? This should be against the halacha. Anyone who's donating to you, you're taking away money from the people of that town. You're going to each town, from town to town, and you're taking money that could be donated to the people of that town. And Aniya Ircha comes first before Aniya Eretz Yisrael, as explicit in the Bach and in the Shach. So the Chida writes a tshuva about this in his Sefer Yosef Ometz, Simon Yutes, and he writes, first of all, I'm not taking away tzedakah from the people of the town. Each town has its kupat ha'ir, and everyone donates a specific amount to the kupat. And now I'm asking people to donate beyond that. So that's not called taking away from Aniya Ircha. I guess in theory, a person could argue any amount that is donated could have been donated there. But he's saying, okay, but Lamaisa, each person has their amount that they give to the kupat ha'ir, and this is beyond that, and therefore it's not a problem. However, he then takes the next step, and he says, I don't think it's so clear that Aniya Ircha comes before Aniya Eretz Yisrael. Maybe Dafka Aniya Eretz Yisrael comes first. After all, the Chazal say that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is comparable to all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, and Bracha comes to the entire world from Eretz Yisrael. How is a person living in Chutz La'aretz going to link into that? How is he going to link into this beautiful mitzvah unless he supports people living in Eretz Yisrael? He says maybe Dafka, people in Eretz Yisrael, should come first. The Sefer Pe'as HaShulchan is considered the classic Sefer of Inyanei Eretz Yisrael. He makes the same argument. And what about the Bach's claim that the order of the Joshos goes in order of priority? He says, no, the Sifri is written in Eretz Yisrael. It's directed to people living in Eretz Yisrael, not to people living in Chutz La'aretz. So Aniya Ircha over Aniya Ir Acheres. That's in Eretz Yisrael. And let's say you have people coming who are not from Aniya Ircha, and one is another fellow person living in Eretz Yisrael, another is from Chutz La'aretz. So Aniya Eretz Yisrael comes first over Aniya Chutz La'aretz, even if neither one of them are for your town. But he says, the order of the Joshua is not a kash at all. The Sifri is aimed at people who are living in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, it makes sense, misvara. After all, the person giving, when you're giving to Aniya Eretz Yisrael, you're mekayim two mitzvahs, tzedakah, and being machzik, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And you give to people in Chutz La'aretz, it's only one mitzvah. So it makes sense that it should come first. This is the opinion of the Pe'as HaShulchan. So the Later, Poskim discussed this a little bit as well. Shevet HaLevi writes, the Pasach Shulchan gives other rayas. He says you can, Shevet HaLevi says you can reject the other rayas, and the ikar is that, like the Bach and the Shach, that Aniyeh Yircha comes first. There's a sefer called Psakim Utshuvos on this section, a little section of Yerideya. It's like the Piskei Tshuvos. So he claims that the Minhag HaOlam is to assume that Aniyeh Yircha comes first, but he quotes Rav Yashiv that there's opinions on both sides, and a person can decide. A person can give in either direction according to how he wants. It's mistaber that people in their community can't totally ignore the people of their community, but nonetheless, there certainly is a tzad to say in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting to note, just one last ha'ara, that the Pischei Tshuva there quotes from the Chasam Sofer, that first of all, he wants to say that Aniyeh Yerushalayim should take first over Aniyeh the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but then he also says this whole discussion is only when the need is at a comparable level. If you have a person who needs the very, very basics, he's starving, and another poor people who are not starving, but they have other needs, so it doesn't matter where they live. Then the people who have the greatest need would come first, as opposed to prioritizing based on location. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. If people are able to put up the chairs on the table, that would be most appreciated.